All right. You had to bring that little gust of fucking cold breeze out of nowhere. I know I got to start this. I was just enjoying the ambiance, the atmosphere. They were wondering, why the fuck is it cold so fucking... Well, we are late in September. Oh, well, I'm going to say it's damn near October. Halloween season for spooks and ghouls and things that go bump in the night. Yes. Oh, and as cold as this fucking morning is, I unfortunately had the opportunity to meet someone face to face that was just as colder. And being so spiritual and the journey that I have been on and all of the help that all of you ancestors have given me and the new thoughts, the new perceptions that have come to mind with the people that I have come in contact with. And to meet someone, and know the things that that person did, and when you're told what that person did, but when you hear it, you know exactly what they did and the reasons why they did, and it can be disgusting. Now, it seems that every time I think I've topped some fucking list with some shit, y'all motherfuckers just, hey, surprise, surprise, motherfucker. Yeah. To think that a parent would purposely hinder a fucking child. And my spirit is different now. My soul, my thought process is different. And my reaction to certain things. But that, oh. That hurts me in a way that I don't even fucking know at times. When you try to get past the fucking anger, the disgust, the disbelief that someone purposely, because their child was shown to be a little smarter than them, that they would not let their child pass. They would not provide what is needed for that child to pass. For that child to think. Now, this is where the spiritual part comes in. And I love it. I fucking love it and hate it at the same motherfucking time. So now, you have a grown woman recalling a time. Now, normally, I would have heard this story, been like, oh, that's some fucked up shit. It might have got a little more detailed than that, but that's about as far as it goes. And I might have even caught on to it, but more than likely I wouldn't, what was really being said. But with this journey and all of these fucking emotions and, like I said, I already became a motherfucking woman and shit. And them fucking feelings and emotions keep creeping back up because other people keep bringing other people into situations where those emotions have to keep coming up. But as I'm listening on my spiritual ish, this is not a grown woman talking. I am hearing that child inside of her at that age when this was going on. And immediately it clicks that this bitch was fucking selfish. How do you deny your child progress because you cannot progress with her? When when I'm hearing this person saying that, oh, my mother was worried about XYZ and XY that, and my mind is like, oh my God, I hope that's not what you believe. Or maybe that's what you told yourself to believe. Because I know someone had to brought the truth to you. It had to have trickled into your ear somewhere along the fucking line. And that bitch did that shit on purpose. There was no worry. There was no fear. It was straight resentment that you showed that you were smarter than fucking her. And that shit fucking, oh my God. That made me feel more repulsed. I see, and it's fucked up to even compare that to a fucking child molester and shit like that, but this, that right there, fuck the lesser of two evils, that is just a downright evil fucking incarnate. That's not even a fucking human being. That's not. That is not in no way, shape, or form. It kind of makes me wonder, was this the person? Was this the fucking person at fault? Is this the one who caused those things to happen between me and her ancestors? It had to have been someone to put some stupid ass idea in her head. Now, I can't call it stupid ass because that motherfucker did some stupid ass shit. Spiritual side of me will not let this fucking rest. It cannot. And it feels like there is nothing that can be atoned for. There is nothing that this person can say, this person can do. That's what you would normally think. If someone changed, if someone has shown better qualities, some sign of remorse that they are really trying to do the right thing, that they are trying to make right, they are trying to make amends, they have found Allah, God, Jah, whoever the fuck they want to call, and they now are trying to do right. But when you see that's not the case, well, you don't even have to see it. Just listening, observing, being tapped into the ancestral and the spiritual world, you really do discover things. You look at men and women and you can see how the people in their lives, if they are still affecting them, and if that person has changed. The fears that I worried about were very fucking clear. This is your child. This is not your friend. This is not someone on that same level. I cannot see myself telling my fucking son about my fucking issues, my drama. What the fuck does he have to do with it? Nothing. We're not 2-3 years apart, like brothers and sisters, even 5 years. We're not. No, you're my child. When it is truly something that is out of my fucking hands and I might need to ask you for a little help, that is a difference. But not when it is some shit that I have caused upon myself. No, sir. No, sir. No, ma'am. No way in hell. And depending on the situation that is going on, the amount of damage that is being done to that child that you are crying and confessing to, could be that same child that you didn't love as much as this one that you're crying to her about. You didn't play with your son like you did with your little daughter. Both parents, we are guilty of this, and we try not to be. But for someone like this, you already have trauma. Your child has trauma. You cannot see that trauma. You have not healed that trauma. You have done nothing. You probably don't even know that there is that trauma. That child is just stomaching you on a day-to-day basis. Maybe there's guilt. Maybe something inside of her is like, I have to put up with this until this motherfucker dies. I don't know. I didn't have a father, but I know I didn't. Well, correction. I did not know my father. But I didn't want to see that motherfucker. I didn't want to be in his fucking face, his presence, nothing. Like, what the fuck? Boy, why? Motherfucker didn't do shit for me. So, you have a child that has trauma from you. Trauma from the outside world that you don't know. Because that crying, all of that attention is for that child. Hearing how you raised them, how you tried, you don't understand. But what does that child in front of you not understand? Why didn't you keep fighting? Why did you give up? Why can't I cry to you? Why are you crying to me? Do you not see my wounds? Can you not see the pain, the anguish that I am going through? Can you not see when you look at me, when you look me in my eyes? If you took a moment to truly look at me with sober, motherly eyes, you will see all of that is behind my fucking pupils. You will see that little fucking girl that just wants her mother. Instead of you blabbering on left and right. That is what I see. That is me on my spiritual shit. And damn sure a motherfucking man, because I told you I felt like a motherfucking woman. I have become, I know that motherfucking feeling. So I know what the hell I'm talking about. That is what that child is looking for. That is what that child is doing right now. So you're going to just pile on more trauma on her trauma on top of the trauma on top of the trauma. Venting. Venting to a child. I don't even let my mother do that shit. Because it's like, I don't want to hear about it. Nah, okay, you know what? I got to go. Because that's none of my concern. We are not the same age group. We are not on that same type of level. We are not on that same time. You are the adult. I am your child. It's some life or death shit? Okay, sure. Family, yes, some real shit, but there ain't gonna be no drama, no stupid shit. My mother has never called me complaining about my brother, and my brother was a fucking badass motherfucker once me and my older sister left the house. He's been arrested, he's been in jail, you know, a lot of fucked up shit. But my mama ain't called. She ain't called me complaining about it because I don't want to hear it. You're not going to call me to bail him out of jail. I told her that from the get-go. Like, no, he's a grown-ass man. You shouldn't be doing it either. That's the kind of relationship you should have with your fucking parents. It is not being disrespectful. It is just stating the facts, stating the obvious. I did not bore him. You did. I did not tell him to go do whatever the fuck he did. He did it on his own. So I am not paying for nothing that that motherfucker did. That is a parent and a child having a conversation. Not for hours, days at a time, wearing down the fucking mentality of that child. Being too stupid, too ignorant, too blind to see that, oh, my baby is looking a little brighter. My boy has a little pep in his step. Something must be going all right in his life. Or is your happy sensors going off where, oh no, if I'm not gonna be happy, they're not gonna be happy. And you can be like, no, that's not what it is. But what else is it? What else would compel you to take a sweet, innocent child? You know deep in your heart that you have wrong. You know there is nothing right with what is going on. Are you waiting for it to be too late? Are you waiting for them to be gone? Never to speak or talk to you again? I can't put up with the motherfucker. I can't even put up with the thought. Like, that is beyond evil. For that to come in a parent's mind. For you to sit there and look at your child. And your child has a passing score. And you don't have a passing score. Knowing damn well, if you would have passed, you would have given that information. But you cause a ruckus. That child is never healed from that fucking damage. You don't even think about that. You don't even think that, damn, she could have been better. And you're not around, so you don't know all of the shit that went on for that other time period. You're not sober. You're not being a mother. You're not being attentive. You're not wondering where my fucking baby is laying their head at night. Is my boy doing okay out there in the streets? And I mean, honestly asking, you should be able to pick up on the tone, something. But no. The same shit I used to do to my mother when I was in Iraq. It's the same shit that you get. And you fucking believe it. Oh, how's everything going? Oh, it's fine. Oh, ain't nothing really going on. Yeah, everything's alright. You know, the shit that you tell your parents because you don't want them to know the crazy shit that's actually going on out there. Bombs, shootings, killings, all that fuck shit. Even though they see shit on the news, they don't know how close it is to you. But you hear this. And it's okay, alright. And then you go on about your fucking business and your life like you chatting it up to a fucking girlfriend. Maybe even heard that cry. You probably even heard that cry in the voice and just be like, Mom, I need you. I'm not good right now. I don't know what to do. I have nowhere to go. Can you please, oh, fuck you, motherfucker. Can you please, just say, baby, you know you can come live with me if you ever need to. Fuck, that shit almost got me about to fucking cry out here. Oh, okay. So, that was said in the simplest hello. I'm fine. You should have been hearing those fucking words behind that. I can't forgive. I cannot forget. The spiritual side of me is on some like, oh my fucking goodness, how in the fuck am I going to deal with this? Please do not let this motherfucker say some shit. Please do not let her disrespect my motherfucking queen, because it's going to be some motherfucking words exchanged, or it might not be some words exchanged, but some shit's going to be fucking said, and it's going to stick like fucking glue. So, that side of me is just, because I have some motherfuckers with me, and they know all of the work. We figured out what the fuck is going on. This shit is fucking deeply rooted. Somebody really needs to whoop her mother's fucking ass. I mean, spiritually whoop her mother's ass and her mother's mother. And her mother's mother's. Like, how? How can you, family of women, treat your fucking daughters like this? This shit is disgusting. Who knows what the hell her mother took her through? But like I say, once we become adults, we make decisions as if we follow in the teachings in our fucking parents' footsteps. We make that decision. That doesn't mean that if we go a different route, we're healed. If we do better, we're healed. No, it doesn't. That doesn't mean we're healed at all. That means that we are just choosing a different road. The healing has to be when we honestly come to those, really realize what the fuck we're doing, how far back it goes, that this is not the first. And that is the fucking problem with a lot of things. People do not realize that this is not the first. We always think that, oh, it's happening right here, right now. Nobody else. No. You think that because of the way I am, it's just because of, no. My mother raised me based off of the way that my mother raised her and her brothers. And my grandmother. And it all follows suit. It all follows suit down the entire bloodline. So it is never just right here, right now. And you gotta look back. You gotta think back as far as you can to where you know this shit started. And it's like, fuck, that she was doing that to me since this age. And I'm doing this to my daughter. My father did that same thing to me. And I'm doing the same thing to my son. How can I do that to my child? How could I let what my parents do to me? But they're probably thinking, you're the fucking best parent of the year. Oh, I did the best with what I had, what I got. If you honestly believe that, then you have surely failed as a fucking parent. We are always able to learn more and think more and improve more in parenting. There's no rule book, there's no guidebook, so that means it is not completed. And there's always room for improvement, no matter how old your children can be. Give up that thinking that you are the greatest parent in the fucking world, that you know all, that you did the absolutely best, because you can never do the absolute best when you don't know all that you have fucking done worse. That is why it cannot be. I think that I don't know how I'm going to get over this. Well, you know what? I'm not going to get over it. I already said that shit. It's never going to be gotten over. I admit it. Fuck. Those are the words. You came to me. You came to me and you told me words that she would like to hear, but those have to be earnest words. Those have to be words that she feels to the very core. And she knows it's true love. It is a true parent being apologetic, being sorry, wishing that they never did. But when the parent never stops, what can a child expect? There's nothing for them to expect. It's just that harsh reality. And you continue to not want them to shine even as they're in their adulthood. That is the picture that you are painting. No one can tell me different. No one can tell me otherwise. No one can change my mind on this fact. It is confirmed. It is motherfucking confirmed. But that person knows that they have someone. Someone that that parent did not have or have currently, because they never changed their ways. They might have even had someone that saw a glimpse of the goodness in them, like they see in her child and his child. And they went after it, and they loved it, and they nurtured it, and they watched it take full bloom. That is what your child has. And she's realizing that little by little. And it's only a matter of time before she will be healed. She will be different from those before her who wholeheartedly followed in their mother's footsteps and guidance and ended up being in that same situation and continuing to do that to their daughters. Never stopping this cycle. Never cutting the snake off at the head. Just watching it regrow and entangle more and more. But that's not gonna happen here. This one. Mm-mm. I am on the motherfucking job. I am on a mission. I still don't know how we act around, but hey, play the shit by ear. But this one, ancestor, she knows. She knows, she's feeling it, she's understanding. And thank you. Thank you for my little signs. Thank you for having me stick it out, keeping it in there, because you motherfuckers really did test me. I'm going to leave it at that. Amen. She is loved. Amen. She is beautiful. Amen. She is priceless.